Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is quarter two on a Friday. We are off and rolling. Gotcha till two. You want to join the show? A couple ways to do it. The RamosLaw.com text line is open for you. It's 303-713-1043. Watch the show over on Twitch. See a few of you over there. I like most of the Twitch people, but I really like this person just because of their handle, Nate for Heart, which we obviously are looking at as well. So hit us up there. That's twitch.tv/DenverSportsCom. A couple ways to join the show, consume the show. Always streaming at denversports.com or our Denver Sports app available for your smartphone. All right, so want to talk a little bit about a mock draft that I saw. I haven't seen too many come out post-free agency. Like, this week's kind of all been about that, and then we'll start to ramp up more with the draft coming up in April. And the mock I'm looking at is from USA Today. It goes how you believe it's going to go, actually, to a T, first three. Caleb, Chicago, Jaden Daniels, Washington, Drake May, New England.
Yeah.
That's exactly how you think it's going to go.
Yeah, I mean, Washington has to take a quarterback. Mm-hmm. New England has to take a quarterback. Who's New England's quarterbacks right now?
Bailey Zappi. And I don't know anybody else.
The guy I wanted here. Well, the guy I thought was going to come here. Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, that's right. They give him $8 million. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's their two quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that how you're going to roll into the season? Of course not. They got to get a young, shiny new car to say, okay, hey, forget about Brady. Forget about Belichick. It's Gerard Mayo era and Drake May era, the M&M boys, right? And so, like, you have to pick a quarterback. You just have to. So that's what they're going to do for sure. So 100%. You're going to have three quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3. Perfect.
Yep. Then you got Arizona. They take Marvin Harris Jr., get their wide receiver to go pair with Kyler Murray. All right, now number five. And now this USA Today, I read this last night. The Minnesota Vikings made a trade this morning. The Minnesota Vikings traded with the Houston Texans to acquire the 23rd pick. In the first round, they already have the 11th pick, and that means they are looking to move up and go get a quarterback. That's why this mock draft fits so perfectly here today. USA Today has it that the Vikings traded with the Los Angeles Chargers at number 5 to go get J.J. McCarthy, just as we had identified. So, the move was made. The mocks are now here. That's kind of looking like that's the target. It's 5 with the Chargers. A double-edged sword there. One, the Broncos don't have the ammo to make that move.
Right.
And two, the Chargers would hang up on you and laugh in your face if you made the phone call and ask them to do a deal with you.
Yeah, it's twofold there. So they're not going to help you out, certainly. I think it would be a good move for the Chargers. Obviously, you have your quarterback. They're kind of resetting some things. They traded Keenan Allen to the Bears.
Yeah.
Mike Williams done.
He got just released.
Just released. So you look at their two premier receivers, like, poof, gone.
Yeah.
Like that. They're done. So they need to reset around Justin Herbert. How are they going to play offensive football? I think it's going to be different with Jim Harbaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they're resetting things there. And I think that's some good moves by the Chargers. Now you can gather more draft picks, draft capital, and get some really good players and start building that team a little bit differently. And so if they do make that type of trade, I think that's a good move for the LA Chargers.
I want to ask real quick just on the Chargers front of, so you think that it's better what they're doing here of you have young quarterback already locked up. You've now saw the starting tight end go, the starting running back go, and both starting wide receivers go.
Not ideal. But you have to get your house in order.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to get your stuff situated, right? You got aging receivers. Are you going to hold on to them? Like, oh, yeah, let's just give them lifetime contracts. You know, that's what a lot of Broncos country wants to do around here with some of their players, right? Yeah. Oh, no!
Yeah.
We got to hold on to Justin Simmons till he's 42. Like, how can you trade Von Miller? Like, no, he's got to be a Bronco for life, man. I mean, so what they're doing is smart. Austin Eckler was on, he's on his last leg, unfortunately.
He is, he is.
He slowed down a lot this past year, especially towards the end of the year. And then you look at Keenan Allen, his injury history, Mike Williams, his injury history. So it's, I think it's one of those things like, okay, we got to flip this thing. Let's do it quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can do that and get your cap situation better, but also get a couple first-round picks and maybe a second-round pick in there, to me, that would be a smart move by the Chargers where you can get a guy, the Vikings are at 11 now, you get the 11th pick, you have the 20-something pick, and maybe pick up another second-rounder. I think that would be a smart play by the Chargers.
Yeah, and it's with that 11th pick, they have them picking an offensive tackle, help the young quarterback, and establish a bit more of some running the football, which Jim did very well at the University of Michigan.
Yeah.
All right, so let's look at the Broncos then.
Okay.
Now we know that three quarterbacks were 1-2-3. The Vikings trade with the Chargers to go up and get JJ. That means Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr., they're there. But at 12, according to USA Today, the Denver Broncos used the 12th selection on tight end Brock Bowers.
Okay. I want a tight end.
Yeah.
We need a tight end.
But you want a quarterback first.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's more important? We got to have someone to throw it to the tight end.
Yeah.
But hey, if it's Brock Bowers and we upgraded the tight end position, you know what it tells me?
What's it tell you?
It tells me Sean Payton didn't love Bo Nix.
Okay.
Yeah. Sean Payton didn't love Michael Penix Jr. Okay. If you don't love him, guess what? Don't take him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Go get Brock Bowers. And then we'll get a quarterback at some other point. I mean, I don't want to take a quarterback just to take a darn quarterback. I don't. So you got to like the guy. And if you're taking a tight end over a quarterback, then that tells me you didn't like either one of those guys. And so I'm find your quarterback elsewhere then. I don't want to make the situation that we have, which is not good at the quarterback position, I don't want to make it worse. It can be worse. It can.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't seem like it, but it can be worse if you take a guy that you really don't love, that you really don't think can be the dude at 12. Now you're doubling down, and that thing could backfire in a big, big way. So I don't want you to do that, and that's what that would be telling me. I mean, I would prefer a quarterback at 12 than a tight end.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's not your guy, okay, and you're going to take Brock Bowers, all right. Let's find the quarterback somewhere else.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it would say. And I'm kind of stuck on if I need the Broncos to get a quarterback with their first pick, be it a 12 or be it a 25, 26, where if they end up making a move back. I'm intrigued by Brock Bowers. I'll tell you that, Stoke. I know how important quarterback is, but you know how I'm kind of looking at the Broncos in the 2024 season, that this is a step back to take a step forward. And if you can, with the 12th pick, get a tight end that's going to be on your roster for a decade. I know it's not a quarterback, but, man, you're checking a pretty big box that this organization has kind of ignored for about a decade.
Yeah, and tight ends are pretty important.
They are.
We see what they can do for a young quarterback, right? And so it's one of those things, like, if you think you can get a baby Gronk, you know, like, was Gronk pretty good for Brady?
He was real good for Brady.
Yeah, so, like, if you can get one of those guys, they're difference makers.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what it would signal to me was, hey, we don't love any of these quarterbacks at 12, and we think this guy's a generational type of a tight end. So, all right, we need a tight end.
Yeah.
We need upgrades on the offensive side of the football.
All right, what do you think about a Broncos country? We're going to ask you to react on the text line, and we'll come back and get caught up there. RamosLaw.com text lines 303-713-1043. We'll come back, catch up with you on this mock draft and the thoughts of a tight end at 12 rather than a QB. Or do you just flat out need a QB the first time the Broncos pick? Let us know. It's Stoke and Josh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
She let me buy her a drink. She even stole a sip of mine. She drove me in front of the stairs. Danced on my poster.
were chatting a bit about the mock draft that we saw and how it kind of fits in with the move that the Vikings made today to acquire an additional first-round pick, and asked you guys how you're feeling about it. You have to have a quarterback. Is it at 12, or can you see him push down, push back, acquire more draft assets, and hope that a quarterback they like, maybe not love, but they like, is still there a bit later? A couple of them. One person is still asking about Justin Fields. Is the Justin Fields market totally dried up? Not as a backup, right?
Well, I think you just look around, and it was people view him as a backup. And he's not anyone's plan. And you look at the quarterback carousel and where everyone has landed, and now you look at, well, you got the draft coming up. I think a lot of teams are saying, okay, maybe we'll get back to you later on Justin Fields. And so I doesn't look like it's a huge market there for Fields, certainly.
Is there a world where he's just still on the Bears with Caleb Williams?
No. No.
Not at all.
I just can't see that happening. You just can't have those dynamics. Like, you're investing a lot in Caleb Williams, right? You want to take out any kind of distractions as much as possible. Justin Fields has been there. You've heard some of his teammates talk about him. Like, Cole Kmet,
DJ Moore, though.
DJ Moore, yes. And they think he should be the quarterback still. Now you bring in another quarterback, and you're still going to have some people that like Justin Fields because that's their buddy. And they've gone through a lot with that guy. So that's a dynamic you want to avoid if you're the Bears. And so if you can't get anything for him, you cut him.
Oh.
That's what you do. I mean, because you don't want to screw up your number one overall pick.
Sure.
So I think they'll be able to get something for him, certainly, but doesn't look like there's a big market for him.
No, it certainly does not. Another texter here asking or answering what we were talking about of tight end at 12, that Brock Bowers was with the mock. You either need to get a young quarterback or make this a better environment for a young quarterback, which Brock Bowers could obviously, well, if he's who he is supposed to be, could help that happen. It's not, I don't think it'd be a, hey, right away, like, Brock Bowers doesn't elevate Jared Stidham, but it's for the next guy in line. It's what they can do this year, Stoke, is put themselves in that Tampa Bay mold, right, of, all right, we got to hit on the draft. We got to have a couple of young players pop so that in 2025, if the quarterback comes via draft, via free agency, whatever it may be, then they're ready to be competitive immediately with that quarterback. Yeah. We all cared about the Buccaneers and Baker's run with them, but that roster is light years ahead of what the Broncos is.
Yeah, and I think, look, you might take a quarterback in the third round. We can't forget about that.
Yeah.
There's been good third rounders.
There has.
There's been good. I mean, Russ was a third rounder.
Yeah, he was good once.
There's been good second rounders.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so I know we don't have a second rounder right now, but it doesn't have to be at 12, right, to find a good quarterback. So we'll see. We'll see what it looks like. But you're right. You know, you look at Baker Mayfield last year with Tampa. I mean, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, nice young tight end, nice young running back, and a pretty darn good defense. Okay. You made life easier for him than in years past, and he played well. So you might have to go down that road.
Yeah. By the way, that texter called themselves Ryan the Bad Board Op. I don't know who that is, but apparently they're bad board operator.
Okay.
But thanks for the text and tuning in there, Ryan. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I'm kind of intrigued by what you said, Stoke, about the pick at 12. So if they don't go Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr., whatever the case may be, if it's J.J. McCarthy, then they don't love that player, and then the next, well, what's the next best play? When do you find your quarterback? If you don't love someone at 12, then you lust someone at 53 or whatever the pick is?
Well, I mean, that's for them to figure out. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you on that one. I mean, you got to find them somewhere, somehow. And look, maybe it's just Stidham and Ben DiNucci and a fourth rounder.
So Stidham, Ben DiNucci, Michael Pratt out of Tulane.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Yeah, like, I don't know. But and then maybe they find the quarterback next year. Maybe they do bring in Fields after the draft if they don't draft one. So there's different options there. None of them are very pretty. Right, if they don't draft anyone at 12, if you don't draft anyone in the third or fourth round, so it's they're not in a good position.
Okay,
They're just really not in a good position right now, especially if they don't love a quarterback and they're sitting at 12.
Mm-hmm.
And they take a positional player. Now, what are they going to do at quarterback? Well, I mean, Sean has told us he wants to see a little bit of Stidham, and he believes in Stidham. So maybe he's real about that. Maybe that's really what he believes. I didn't see enough in those two games.
You and I did.
Well, I tell you what, I saw enough in training camp. Okay.
Yeah.
To know, and not need to see any more. And I saw, and it was backed up.
Mm-hmm.
My view from the beginning to the end when I saw the last two games, I don't need to see any more. Right? I don't need to see.
Yeah.
So, and Sean's seen more than me. There can't be more than meets the eye, than more than I've seen in those two instances, mm-hmm. all of a sudden to flip this thing around. So I just can't imagine that. I just can't. I'm also
getting to the point where it's if they get Bo Nix at 12, if it's a third round, like if that's the case, Stoke, if it's Jared Stidham, Ben DiNucci, and young guy, let's just say young guy, whoever it may be, I don't need to see Jared Stidham anymore. I roll out Bo Nix day one, week one, he'd be the guy, and we'd go Peyton Manning on this. You're going to have a lot of lumps and bumps and bruises along the way, but we're going to figure out who the heck you are.
I'm fine with that. I am. I'm A-okay with it. I think every one of those situations, we talked a little bit about it, is a little bit different,
mm-hmm.
you know, depending on who that quarterback is and how ready he is. But I'm fine with that, certainly. I mean, let's go. Let's go. Let's get him some experience. Let's go through the fire right now. And hopefully year two are ready to go. But, you know, not a great day for the Broncos this morning, you know, with the news of the mm-hmm. Vikings getting another pick. Vikings will be trying to move up to get a quarterback, it looks like. And so, but if you do love Bo Nix and you're sitting there at 12 and he just falls to you and you can just take him at 12, I mean, that's not a bad deal for the Denver Broncos.
No.
You didn't have to give up any picks to move up. You're in a good spot. You like that guy, and he falls to you? Okay. Now, you know, we're looking at this thing, and it's like, we're not in a great spot. We're picking at 12, and the Vikings are moving up. Maybe you end up just being lucky. The lucky friend for once.
Yeah.
Where, like, we love JJ, but we can't get him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dang, we would have taken Drake May. We just can't get him. So we do like Bo Nix, not as much as those other two guys. And he fell to us, so we took him. And then Bo Nix ends up being the best of the bunch.
Yeah.
That could happen.
Mr. Can't get right suddenly got right.
Yes.
For the first time in 8-9 years.
Yes.
Has to bounce back at some point, right?
Right. I mean, the Broncos haven't always been the unlucky friend.
Yeah.
They haven't always been Bubby.
No.
Right?
No.
I mean, you look, Peyton Manning chose them.
They used to be the cool friend.
Right.
They used to be the
lucky friend.
Yeah.
You know, Emmanuel Sanders was going to sign with Kansas City, changed his mind, and came to Denver.
To come to Denver.
Right, that worked out pretty good for us. DeMarcus Ware came here. So we can be back to being the lucky friend again. And just let's start it this year.
Yeah.
2024, this is the year, right? We're going to get things fixed, and maybe it works out that way for us this year, right? Who knows?
I like earlier that you called it the Peyton Manning curse.
Yeah.
The PFM curse.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's been, right?
Like, can't he lift the voodoo? Like, can't you call your boy?
I don't know how that works. Like, if he has to do something.
Yeah.
What would the, like, because we've seen the Manning cast, right? Like, where he did something with the, the Lions, right? He did something with the Lions to, what was the curse called? The Bobby Lane curse?
Oh, yes, yes.
And he did it with Jeff Bridges or something? I didn't see it, but yes. So he has done stuff like that before. So I don't know how that would work. Like, what would he have to do, Kisner, do you think, to lift?
I think he's got to call into our show.
Call in our show?
Yeah.
And then do what?
I don't know. Maybe he comes in studio for like a sweep or something, like 25 minutes.
Oh, okay.
That's not happening. I just can tell you that's not. Yeah,
okay, then a phone call might work.
Yeah, we just
start
small. We haven't had Manning on in a couple years. It's been a couple years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And now he wants him in studio.
Right, yeah.
I'm just swinging big for the fences here.
Yeah.
You know what?
You just need to get a base hit, man.
Yeah.
We just need a base hit.
Well,
he
needs a call in.
Yeah, okay.
I think that, too. Start by calling in. I don't know. Maybe like become the president of the Denver Broncos football operations side. That would be a good start for me.
There you go.
I don't think he has much interest in that. He's got a pretty sweet gig going right now.
Who knows? Yeah. I don't know how he would lift the Manning curse. Maybe if you draft Bo Nix, right, maybe you could have some kind of I don't know what you would call it. It's not a party, but it's almost like a
like a ceremony?
Yeah. You can have a ceremony. Yeah. And it's like almost like when you get baptized.
Yeah, yeah.
Peyton can do that for Bo. Like he's the priest and he ducks his head in the water, right? And then does like the cross and just like, and then it's, and then like he gives all his mojo over to Bo Nix and then the curse is lifted. So
he does a D on his forehead like the Broncos do.
Yes. Yes.
Hands him an 18 jersey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, we figured it out.
Now.
We figured it out.
Now we're cooking with grease, right? So I think that's all we got to do, something like that, right?
Sounds easy.
What would he dip him into? You know, I think when you get baptized, you go into the water. Mm-hmm. Would it be like Gatorade?
No,
or like,
you know what
would it be?
I want it to be that hot tub where Peyton had his foot in.
The hot tub.
Where he was wearing the helmet, looking at the iPad.
Yes,
do
the
it
hot
there.
Tub.
Do it
perfect.
There.
Here we go.
We figured it out, man. We have figured it out. We're lifting this dang curse. All right, we're going to take a time out. Let's look ahead at what the weekend could be with the Nuggets in action tonight against the Spurs and the Avs. Big one in Edmonton tomorrow night. That's next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Guys, it is a big weekend. We told you earlier the Rams and the Buffs are in their final four of the conference tournaments. We believe the Rams are already in, and the Buffs are that first four. Maybe help themselves out with a Pac-12 championship. Well, we're all going to be watching, and we're all going to be filling out brackets, so why not do one with us and have a chance at $5,000? That's right, your chance to win $5,000 if you go to denversports.com/hoops, sign up for our Sport Clips 5,000 Bracket Challenge. Entries are going to close before the first game that comes on March 21st, but, man, you got tonight, you have tomorrow, then, of course, Selection Sunday will come, and we're off and rolling early next week. We're all going to be watching. You're not going to work next week, right? You're going to be watching the games. Why not win $5,000 with us? Thanks to our friends at Sport Clips. DenverSports.com/hoops. Go sign up. See if you can beat me. See if you can beat Stoke. See if you can beat everybody. Take home that $5,000. Go do it. DenverSports.com/hoops. All right. I want to talk a little hoops, actually. Nuggets in action tonight. They are in Austin to take on the San Antonio Spurs. It's a 6:30 tip. Obviously, we care about the Nikola Jokic triple-double. Does he get that done tonight? And this is kind of cool, Stoke. MVP and Rookie of the Year sharing the floor in Austin tonight. Wimby and Joker doing their thing.
Yeah. Nuggets been on a roll, obviously, so hopefully keep it going. Neutral site in Austin, which is a little bit different there. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Nice win against the Heat a couple nights ago. And just keep this thing rolling. You don't want to let up in a game like tonight and all of a sudden regret it and take a bad loss here against the Spurs. So this team has shown that they're really lasered in, focused in here post-All-Star break, and I think it continues tonight. So I think it's a big night for Jokic. I think he's much more aggressive than he was against the Heat, where I think he only took about 8 shots that game. And so I don't know about the triple-double. I think I'll be doing it. I'm going to have to continue to do it, obviously. Yeah. So I'll do it no matter what it is. I don't know what the odds are. But I do like, overall, his over points because he wasn't aggressive. Usually when you're not aggressive, what happens the next game? You become or he does. Anyway, he becomes very aggressive. Yeah. So I think that's his mindset tonight against the Spurs is to be very aggressive. And I think that ends up in a lot of points for Jokic You worry about it not, you know, him not playing at all in the fourth quarter, but that's what I like tonight in this matchup. And just keep it going. Keep it rolling because you got a couple tougher ones coming up. Yeah. And you got the Mavs, and I don't know who you got after that. But a couple
Minnesota.
Tougher. Yeah, Minnesota. That's right. Yeah. That's right. So this is a good one just to keep the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And look, some of the numbers, 25.5 for Joker points-wise, certainly should get to that. Yeah, I agree. I think it's a night for him to bounce back. You keep this momentum rolling. The Spurs aren't any good. Yeah, they have a good player who's got a high ceiling, but they are not a good basketball team. You should go down there. You should handle your business. Fourth quarter game. I think it's weird still because, like, fourth quarter game to us and a fourth quarter game to Malone, they're completely different things. So what does it look like? Does momentum roll back to the Spurs and Malone have to go to the starters? I'm also intrigued by the Wiminyama AG matchup because I'm assuming AG is going to have the challenge of chasing him around. Not as tall and lengthy, obviously, but stronger, thicker than what Victor is as a young dude. That should be a pretty fun matchup because Wimby's a problem, but Aaron Gordon is up for the challenge this evening.
Yeah, it'd be fun to watch and see. Obviously, two different body types there.
Yeah.
Long and lanky and, you know, just stout Aaron Gordon. So it's I think, and then the flip side of that is like, hey, who do they have Wiminyama on? Who is he guarding?
Yeah.
Because if he's trying to guard Aaron Gordon, guess what?
He's bullying him to the
It's bully ball, right? I mean, that's what it's going to be. So be interesting to see how they use him defensively and who he guards for the Nuggets. So, keep this thing rolling tonight. And because like you mentioned, they got the Mavs, Timberwolves on the road coming up on the 17th and the 19th. So, you know, you don't want to slip up and let this one get away.
No, you do not have that. Yeah, they do have, it's Jeremy Shashan, I believe, the Spurs. He's the dude with the weird hair.
Yeah.
And he's a bigger dude. He's still not like Joker big, but I'd imagine they're going to throw him his way so that they can protect Wimby from not getting in a whole bunch of foul trouble when Joker's putting him in the spin cycle and making him look like a fool.
So who do you think he guards?
Aaron.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But and then you're absolutely right. Then Malone will say, Aaron, post up, turn around, put your hand up, throw me the ball on the block, and put him to work.
Yeah. All right. Well, should be interesting to see.
Yeah. Victor Wiminyama, I'm looking at him stat line compared to Chet Holmgren because those are the two for the Rookie of the Year. And somebody already made a play on Chet Holmgren. It's Victor.
Yeah,
you've been telling me that, but now I'm looking at numbers in front of me, like, it's Victor.
Yeah. He's had a really good year this year. They're not a very good basketball
team.
Yeah,
they stink.
They do. They definitely do. But here's my biggest thing with this, the NBA. Chet Holmgren's not a rookie.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not a rookie. He played last year.
You're right.
I mean, he was on the team last year. He didn't play, sorry. But he got drafted 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the team last year. He hurt himself, so he didn't play. So this is his second year in the NBA.
Yeah, he got redshirted.
So technically, you're not a rookie. Okay, only guys that come out in this year's draft should be considered rookies. I don't understand why the NBA does that. It's like this guy's in the second year, so he automatically has a huge advantage. He was around the team for a year, knows the NBA. I get that he didn't play, but he has a huge advantage over guys that are real rookies. Mm-hmm. Like, you can only be a rookie once, right?
Yeah.
I don't understand how you can be a rookie, you come into the league, and just because you don't play, you're considered a rookie the next year. So it's just it's very confusing to me. Does he get accredited? Credited? Why did I say accredited?
I don't know.
I don't either. Does he get credited for a year of service in the NBA?
Yeah, he does.
You're darn right,
yeah,
he does.
For pension and insurance and all the crap? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're not a rookie. I mean, what are we doing here? I hate that about the NBA.
I was going to push back until that last line. You're absolutely right.
So I saved that for the end.
Yeah, that's
good. And I just dropped the mic.
That's good.
Because, I mean, like, so it's such a huge advantage, though, for those guys that, you know, just take a year off
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden come out in year two compared to guys, and the rookies have to actually play.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'd like to hear their explanation for it.
Avs also going to play this weekend. Edmonton tomorrow. Nathan MacKinnon had talked about the new additions. We'll get to that coming up in the lunch hour. But when we get back, let's look back at what the Rams and Buffs did last night. I'm going to ask the question. We'll answer on the other side. Who's got the best chances? Buffs are red hot right now to get out of weekend one in the NCAA tournament. That's next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, big wins last night for both the Rams and the Buffaloes. Rams got it done over Nevada. That's kind of a fun win because remember last time Nevada, it was up at Moby too. That kid hit the half quarter to win the game.
Oh, that's right.
He was popping his jersey, doing the Wolfpack W with his hands. So nice little taste of revenge there for the Rams. Handled their business against Nevada. And then the Buffaloes, they made it 7 in a row, Stoke, with the win against Utah. Want to talk about who has the best chances to maybe pull an upset, get out of round number one. But first, there was some conversations throughout the year about Tad Boyle. He gets the 23 wins in the regular season and doing what he's doing in the tournament here. Like, that ain't going anywhere now.
No, done a nice job here in the last few weeks of getting this thing turned around and headed back in the right direction. So there was a lot of optimism, obviously, going into the season, early part of the season. And it didn't look very good there for a while. But here lately, like you said, how many in a row is that? Seven?
Seven.
CU? Mm-hmm. They're on a little bit of a heater, so love it. And again, now it looks like both teams have a good chance to be in the tournament,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome.
And now you go, and again, it was 8 seed is what I saw in the latest bracketology in regards to the Rams. Buffalo still looking like, you know, might be a first 4 team. You win tonight against Washington State, punch your ticket to the Pac-12 final. That obviously changes. You win the Pac-12, then it changes even more. But let me ask you this. Of the two, who do you think has a better chance to steal a game? Get out of the round one. Get into the round of 32. Maybe even in the weekend of 16. Of the Rams and the Buffs, who do you think has a better chance?
I'm going to go Buffs.
Yeah?
I'm going to go Buffs. Yep. On that heater right now. And playing their best basketball of the year. So I'm going to go see you. How about you?
I'm going to go Rams. I'm going to go the other way because of I know DeSilva, I know Williams, I know that the Buffaloes have some solid players, but Isaiah Stevens is good, man. He's a floor general that can control it. DeSilva has that ability as well, but I just think the basketball IQ is bigger on Isaiah Stevens than that is of DeSilva. But DeSilva's a better scorer, but I just trust a little bit more in that. And I will say this, too, Stoke. How about me talking to the Rammies up here? I think Nico Medved's a better coach than Tad Boyle.
Okay.
And I think it's, you know, it can be as simple as that. That the game plan, the strategy, the taking advantage of the matchups that you might have, or to counter the matchups that you might not have, I like Nico better than I like Tad.
All right. Well, you know, hopefully both of them are playing.
Yeah.
In the big dance,
mm-hmm.
and we can take a look at it.
What do you guys think? Rams fans, Buffs fans, any chance they're finding themselves in weekend two in the round of 16 or a chance at an upset here sooner rather than later? So if you think about that, Tuesday will be the first 4. 6 days from now on Thursday is the day where we all don't work and sit at home and or your office and watch games on your computer from about 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Oh, so we don't work?
Well, you and I have to work.
Damn.
Yeah.
I thought maybe I didn't see it.
Yeah.
We get days off or something. So
it should be, right? The world shuts down in the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament.
Exactly. you know, it's right here. It's right around the corner.
Yeah.
You know, less than a week away when the action starts. So A lot of fun, obviously, with the buzzer beaters. You always see it, the upsets. It's just, it's awesome. We love it, and they've done a great job with it, obviously. So it's here, and you know, you always see craziness.
Yeah, I wish there was like a president. You know, we have the president of the United States, obviously, but there should just be like a president of sports, and then you get to run and you get to vote upon that. Of the president of sports could simply say, like if I were running, right? I believe the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament should be days off for the citizens of the United States of America. And then you start clapping. You know, you're standing behind me because you're my running mate.
Right.
You're my Aaron Rodgers. And then I said, I believe sports should start when they say they're going to start.
I like that one. Right.
And you start clapping. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, that's Josh. And then I'll be like, I believe that if you fumble the football at the goal line and it goes into the back of the end zone, that the defense should be rewarded 2 points and get the ball back. And then you start clapping. You're like, that's my guy. Right?
Yeah, I like that.
Maybe we should create this.
Yeah, president of sports.
Yeah.
There you go.
I might actually write that on my Twitter bio. And if I write it on my Twitter bio, then I'm the president of sports.
You just, no one else has done it.
Right.
You're the first one to claim that spot.
Doing that on the next
break. That should be you.
Yeah. President of sport.
Yeah,
nice.
I got to be honest. So we don't need any more days off in this country.
Well, I know.
There's so many holidays that we have, like just made up holidays that we don't need any more days off.
Wow, you're really going to hate my next proposal, because as president of sports, I would like to propose a 4-day work week.
Four-day work week.
Yes.
Oh.
I got Kevin on board.
Check
nice.
Fingers
I've been
on
calling
board.
For that one for years.
except for the athletes, we want to watch you every day. This is just for us.
Right. Yes.
So now you're okay.
Athletes, well, we were always treated differently. You know, it's like, okay, you got Labor Day.
Yeah.
Is it Labor Day there, like in September?
September,
yeah.
Yep.
It's Labor Day, but it's like, no, this is a work day for us because we got to get ready to play our game on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
So the holidays were a lot different. Obviously, Christmas and
Thanksgiving.
But that's just, you just knew that going in. It's all right. It's all good.
Yeah. I think you guys were okay with the compensation that was given towards for working on Thanksgiving and Christmas and things like that.
I think so, yeah.
I had to work on Christmas once.
Yeah?
I think I made $10.25.
Ooh.
For the day.
For the whole day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks for you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'll say.
But you know what? I should have tried harder in life. I always say in my next life, I'm going to try so hard, dude. I will be the president of sport. In the next life.
You only got one, brother.
Well,
so
yeah.
And it's getting late early for you, so.
Hey.
I'm just trying to help you out.
I thought you were my running mate here. Running mates don't say that.
Yes, they do. Someone's got to hold you accountable and put you in check, right?
Okay.
That's what good ones do.
Like my head starts growing and my ego's out of control and then they're stoked to slap
give you a little
right
smack on the back of the head.
All right, well, that's a little bit of where we're at with college buckets. Can I play this clip from Nathan McKinnon real quick? Talking about the new additions.
Let's hear it.
Not the great band from the 90s, but the players that they acquired.
Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
Dude, stoked. Oh, wow.
Cool it now.
Oh, we got to get some new addition going, Kev.
Get some new addition, Kev. Cool it now.
Here is Nate on the new additions.
I think adding those guys up front have been a real game changer for us. They're making an impact, whether they're producing or not. You see them on the ice. You see them working, forechecking, creating momentum, and blocks is fits in so well. Mobile, fast puck moving D. It's kind of our system. So it's nice to have guys that are really good fits, and it's great trades for sure.
I love that last part, the fast puck moving defenseman. That is what this. When they won the Cup in 2022 and they added Josh Manson and Cogs and they added some guys on the back end, the fact that the Avalanche defensemen, they have the luxury that not a lot of defensemen in the league have. You think you can go make a play on the puck in a corner, low circle up there by the goaltender? They have the ability and the freedom to do that, knowing that, all right, my defenseman pairing, the winger on the side, wherever I decide to come up and play, they're going to recognize that and take the step back. They got away from that over the last couple of years. That's what is kind of cooled Kale in some moments. Sammy has bounced back in a good way. If they can get that back, and that's what Nate is hinting at, they are going to be just as dangerous as they were in 2022.
Yeah, it sounds like obviously he's really excited about the additions and how they fit to their core group, right? And that's the important thing here is you're not getting, top tier superstars in these trades, but you're getting guys that fit better than the other guys. So, yeah, he's pumping up these guys, but he's also saying the other guys, especially, was it Ryan?
Johansson.
Yeah, especially him, like, was pulling them back, keeping them back, holding them back to a certain degree, and wasn't a good fit, obviously, for this team and their style of play. These new guys are.
Yeah.
And so that's like, especially when you're a guy like Nathan McKinnon, it's just such, like, okay, I can exhale a little bit. Like, we got good pieces around our core guys, and you can tell. Like, you go out on the ice, you feel confident about your teammates. That makes a world of difference.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you don't trust them, you don't have that trust.
Exactly.
Doesn't it feel like you, now I have to do more. Now, Mikko, you have to do more. Kale, you have to do more.
So you start to press.
Yeah, you're gripping too tight, right?
Exactly. And you start to try to do too much, and you don't let the game come to you. And then, you know, what happens is, you know, mistakes happen. And it goes back to the great philosopher Josh McDaniels and do your job, right? Bill Belichick, do your job.
Yeah.
But you start trying to do more because you don't trust your guys. And especially if you're a guy like Nathan McKinnon and McCarr and Rantanen, it's like, you know, they're the backbone of this team. And all of a sudden you feel like, well, I have to do more now. And that's not a good way to operate. Obviously, they can do more, but you'd rather just play within the game and feel great about the guys around you, which it seems like they all do now.
I'm also now being called a Buff hater.
Oh.
I hate the Buffs now.
Yeah.
See you,
Buffs. Think you do. I think whoever did that's right. You hate Fort Collins except for Crazy Calls Pizza, and you...
And the exit ramp.
Yeah,
so that I could leave the city.
Oh,
I love Crazy Carl's and the exit ramp out of Fort Collins.
Right when you're beeline, when you like put a smile on your face.
I go,
this is a great day. and now you hate Boulder and CU.
I guess
CU basketball.
Apparently.
And Tad. I can tell you hate
him. Yeah, you picked that up?
Yeah, I did.
Well, let me give a shout out to Half Ass Subs up there in Boulder because I'll go up there for a sub.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We might have to have a show outing up there. It's a good spot.
All right, I'm down.
Yeah, it's a good spot. All right, we'll take a timeout. Lunchtime, it's here. We're going to hear a couple of things from Field Yates. Bo Nix now looks like the target for Sean Payton and the Broncos because J.J. McCarthy is climbing. Does he fit with Denver? How can he impress Sean Payton? We'll tell you next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.